Mark Heckbert is the Provincial Wildlife Conflict Specialist with Alberta Fish and Wildlife. He joins us on the line today. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. The temperature is cooling down a little bit. The wildlife is starting to roam around a little bit. I'm thinking especially, you know, out in the backwoods, and maybe they might roam into locales, that's for sure. Just as a simple icebreaker, if I can, please, how mindful do we as the public need to be with the fact that the wildlife is wandering around?
Well, thanks, Keith. Fall's a very active time for bears in particular. What bears are after this time of year is to try and consume as many calories as possible prior to their winter denning. Bears are typically trying to, on a daily basis, eat 20 to 25,000 calories in order to build up those fat reserves. And so they're after as much food as possible at this time of year and will eat almost anything.
One thing that I'm sure that we need to be as far as bear smart is concerned, and for that matter, wildlife, because there are other pieces of wildlife around, like the deer, like the moose, like the coyotes, like those sort of examples. But I'm thinking that one way we can be smart about this is, well, for one way, just keeping our garbage enclosed.
Yeah, that's right, Keith. Managing garbage is very important for residences. The first piece of advice is to use bear-resistant containers. If those are not available, then only place the waste out for immediate pickup prior to when the scheduled pickup is to occur. There are some other attractants that we commonly have as we live in towns and out in rural residential areas, and those are things like bird feeders. And so bird feeders should really not be put up until after bears move into hibernation, which is typically in the last part of October and into early November. Other household attractants that are common for us, such as barbecues and pet food and pet dishes, should be kept clean and securely stored inside as a best practice. One thing that's common as well is fruit at this time of year, and so fruit is either ripening or has ripened. Perhaps some of that's fallen onto the ground. We generally do recommend that people in residential areas avoid planting fruit trees if possible, if they can become a major bear attractant. And so consider removing fruit trees from your home and replacing with a tree that's not fruit bearing. If you have fruit trees, pick that fruit as soon as it's ripe, and any fruit that's fallen from that tree should be gathered and secured as early as possible. Pick it up off the ground and secure it.
I guess one sort of branch of this topic would be, unfortunately, a little bit of a problem that some locales have been doing, or some residents in some locales have been doing, and it's been noted by municipal jurisdictions, provincial jurisdictions like yourself, and that unfortunate problem is that some people are feeding the wildlife, and the advice, I'm sure, is they're totally against feeding the wildlife, and in other words, it shouldn't be done, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Wildlife other than small birds should really not be fed at any time. There are many municipal jurisdictions have feeding bylaws that prohibit the act of feeding wildlife. And these are intentional and for a purpose. And so feeding wildlife will result in habituation of wildlife to people, and which can lead to dangerous encounters. And so we don't recommend feeding wildlife at any time.
If I'm not mistaken, it's because of the, like, the people are feeding the wildlife, and the wildlife could actually become prey, and then the predators start moving in, and then we got more of a problem on our hands, do we not?
Yeah, that's right. If we think about urban deer management issues, if we have deer that are spending most of their life cycle inside residential areas, inevitably that will attract other predators to the area. And so it is something to be avoided. And so there are certainly natural attractants that are present for deer, in many municipalities, but we don't want to make those any worse than they are. And so intentional feeding of deer is to be avoided at all costs.
Now, somebody like me who does a lot of traveling over the winter time to in between locales certainly encounter a lot of deer on the side of the road and a lot of wildlife on the side of the road. And, you know, some people think that they have methods of saying, hey, get out of the way. Otherwise, unfortunately, the deer end up getting hit. But I'm thinking, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Mark, the thing is, no matter whether you're on the road or whether you just see them in passing or whether you see them outside your front window or whatever, is the best advice just to leave them alone to do their thing?
Yeah, that's right. In terms of vehicle collisions, which is a common circumstance for the fall, some pieces of advice that we often provide is certainly to slow down during October, November, and December, which is the mating period for moose and deer. Try and avoid driving in those shoulder periods early in the morning and as the sun goes down at night. And be aware that groups of animals may occur. You may see one crossing the road, but there may be more coming behind. And so we recommend slowing down and paying attention and be alert. And look for those subsequent animals that are possibly going to cross the road. But just generally, you know, avoiding wildlife encounters is the best piece of advice that we can give to people as people are out recreating. We are blessed with many wildlife resources in northwestern Alberta, but along with that comes a responsibility for us to be alert and aware of our surroundings when we're out recreating. And we should expect to encounter a bear. We recommend that people carry bear spray and know how to use that. Practice with it. Make sure you're aware of how it functions in your holder. Don't wear headphones and listen to music while you're in areas where you could expect to encounter bears. And just generally be in the moment when you're doing your activity and aware of your surroundings.
Should one be encountered, I'm gathering noise is a good deterrent?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of the best practices apply when encountering anything like bears, cougars, or coyotes. And generally, the recommendation is to remain calm, use your assertive voice to let that animal know that you're there. Back away slowly to a safe area if that's possible. And in the unfortunate event that an attack was imminent, use your bear spray and whatever else is available to defend yourself.
Mark Heckbert is a provincial wildlife conflict specialist with Alberta Fish and Wildlife. Mark, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.